Hawaii is the third largest market for ivory in the nation, behind New York and California, which already have bans on selling it. There also is a 1989 Federal Elephant Conservation Act that prohibits the import, export, and interstate shipment of ivory. But U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Pacific Agent in Charge, Keith Swindle, says 10% of illegal shipments are intercepted, and federal and state laws are needed to fight against increased demand.
For the first time in human history, another 350 million or so people in Southeast Asia have disposable income. But one unfortunate consequence of that is that in those societies, even more than our society, they value ivory as a status symbol. And prices on the black market have just skyrocketed, gone up over 1,000%.
Locally, merchants who sell ivory cater mostly to affluent visitors from foreign countries and the mainland. That, according to the Humane Society of the United States, which conducted a survey in 2008. State Director Inga Gibson says that study revealed a sizable trade 7 years ago.
They identified 23 outlets here on Oahu, 1,867 items. 89% of the ivory was of unknown or likely illegal origin. This means there wasn't any kind of documentation to demonstrate that the ivory was legally obtained. The carving style demonstrated that it was likely carved after 1989.
Representative Carl Rhodes, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, introduced a measure to ban the sale of ivory products last year, with enforcement by the State Department of Land and Natural Resources. Compromise legislation was passed by the House, but was not heard in the Senate. Rhodes says that measure is still alive next session.
We watered it down in judiciary to make it a registry system, which would basically grandfather everything that people had at the point that the bill passed, and then you had to register quickly so that you couldn't bring in an extra bunch of extra illegal stuff and then grandfather that in too. But then after that, anytime you sold an ivory piece, you had to show the documentation.
Supporters of the legislation say a number of terrorist and militant groups are behind the poaching in Africa, and hundreds of national park rangers are killed protecting these animals. They want to ban the sale of all ivory and rhino horn, including elephants, walrus, whales, hippos, and the mammoth. Julie Callahan helped with the California ivory ban passed last year and is a member of the Global March for Elephants.
In 1979, there were an estimated 1.3 million elephants still roaming Africa, and now that number is somewhere below 400,000. And within our generation, we may see these animals go extinct. We've already lost one of the western black rhinos. The northern white rhino is close to extinction. I believe they're down to three.
According to the Humane Society of the U.S., 96 elephants are killed each day at a rate of 35,000 a year. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.